In the name of the one living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. But as what was sown on good soil, this the person who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. Matthew 13:23. It's a beautiful day in the town of Capernaum, on the northeast shore of the Sea of Galilee. And Jesus had come down to the docks to watch the fishermen come in and with their catch, and then wash and mend their nets. The hillside above the town was ablaze with spring flowers, and the newly plowed fields were a golden brown. Jesus watched the fishermen, and a crowd began to form. And they heard Jesus teach in the synagogue in town and now began to surround him, hoping to hear more words of wisdom from his lips. Because of the press of the crowd, he sprang into one of the fishing boats and began to preach. And he looked up on that hillside above the town and saw a farmer beginning to sow and broadcast seed upon the newly plowed field. The crowd could also see this person to begin his day's work. And this gave Jesus the inspiration of what he was about to tell the crowd. Look at the sower there, sowing his seed in that field. Jesus began his teaching from something which at the moment they could actually see, to open their minds to the truth which as yet they had never seen. The most common way to sow seed was to broadcast it. You used to carry a bag along your side and you would reach in the bag and broadcast the seed across the ground. The person would walk to and fro through the field broadcasting a seed. Now if the wind was blowing, some of the seed would be caught by the wind and blown into all kinds of different places along the paths in the narrow strips. The ground between the strips was a common path, and on the right of way was beaten as hard as pavement by the feet of those who passed by. If the seed fell there, it would never be able to penetrate the ground and to germinate. And some of the earth had been plowed was very shallow, as it covered just a limestone bedrock. It might only be an inch or two thick. That bedrock is what's the base for that whole area, the bowl that the Sea of Galilee sits in. Seed that would fall here would germinate very quickly because the ground, the stone underneath became heated, and it would warm the seed, the little bit of moisture that was there, and the seed would grow. But as it put down its roots, it had no place to go. It went to bedrock, and it would die. The thorny ground was deceptive. The ground looked clean enough, but in the ground were the dormant seeds and the roots of thorns and heavy grasses. And as the farmer broadcast his seed, it would mix with these dormant weeds, and they would grow together, but the weeds were stronger and would take the life away from the seed. The good ground was deep and soft and clean. Here the seed would grow unchecked and would bring forth an abundant harvest. Jesus speaks of the farmer who acted in faith and love. The farmer was confident, very confident, that some of the seed would grow and was not discouraged by the knowledge that some of the seed would die, because he knew he was going to have a harvest. The seed of God's word has been sown in our hearts, but it will take a lifetime of living and loving before we can judge the yield of our lives. The first seed that Jesus talked about fell on shallow soil and grew quickly, but it soon withered and died. People at a time have a conversion experience, a cloud nine experience, if you will, that's intense and apparently life-changing, but it withers quickly and causes them to revert to their accustomed selfish ways. Others have faith that begins to grow well, but their environment is so unhealthy, so violent, so hate-filled, that their faith is gradually sapped and they are changed by their surroundings. They cease to grow. They cease to develop. They become like the weeds that bear no fruit, steal the earth's minerals, water, and resources, and give nothing beneficial in return. Unfortunately, we cannot be too confident of the first two types of seed that do not apply to us. Trials and tribulations, disappointments in love, health, finances, and friends will prove our depth. Our associates may seem for a time to be positive influences on us, but prove in the long run to be deceptive, greedy, arrogant, or unhealthy pleasure seekers. Their attitudes and values at this moment may well be luring us away from the values of Christ's kingdom. The parables that reveal the mysteries of God and the meaning of life can inspire us, or they can bore us. They can set us free or make us responsible and guilty for our indifference. The lure of money and the anxiety about worldly affairs threaten all of us, clergy and laity alike. Jesus knew that his apostles were struggling with the things that he was talking about. He reminded them of how fortunate, how blessed they were because of the things that they were hearing and experiencing. He wanted them to cherish the things that truly mattered. He knew they were constantly wavering, but he understood that if they responded to his message, they would be people capable of changing all of humanity. The apostles and the first disciples proved by their lives that the word that Jesus had sown in their hearts had fallen on good ground. This then is the parable of encouragement to those who sow the seed of the word. Yeah, David and Dennis and Koshi and I. One never knows how the seed of the word will affect those who are listening. I'll tell you a little story. Some time ago, there was a parishioner in a church. He was a lonely old man, and I've called him Thomas. He had outlived all of his friends, and I know you surely know some people like that, and hardly anyone knew him anymore. When Thomas died, a fellow parishioner had the feeling that there would be no one to go to his funeral. So he decided to go, so there might at least be someone to follow the old man to his final resting place. As predicted, there was no one else there. It was a wild, windy, and wet day. The funeral reached the cemetery gate, and at the gate, there was a soldier waiting. He was an officer, but on his raincoat, there was no badge of rank. The soldier came to the graveside for the ceremony, and when it was over, he stepped forward before the open grave, swept his hand in a snappy salute that would have been for the likes of the President of the United States. The parishioner walked over to the soldier as they left the gravesite. The wind blew the soldier's raincoat open, and he revealed the stars of a general on his shoulder. The general said to the parishioner, "You will perhaps be wondering what I'm doing here. Years ago, Thomas was my Sunday school teacher. I was a wild young man and gave Thomas a lot of grief. He never knew what he did for me, but I owe everything I am or will be to old Thomas. And today, I had to come to salute him at the end. Thomas did not know what he was doing. No preacher or teacher ever does. We plant the seed. We don't know how it's going to grow. It's our task, all of us, to sow the seed and leave the rest to God.